vending machine. Want to see what's there? Go ahead. They're happy to help you. Don't forget, they also offer marble kitchen countertops and window blinds as well. It's where my sunblockers came from. Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Please mention News Talk 93.1 FM when you stop by and shop.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Traffic now. SMR News coming up. And then more David Blackman.
Well, a few minutes back, we had an accident. Highway 82 right near the Prattville Country Club and Jenchop Hill Road. Use caution there. Other than that, light to moderate traffic a bit busy around Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. In Montgomery, light to moderate traffic busiest on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Boulevard's mostly moderate traffic at the moment. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated on traffic. There's so much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
It's April 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of April, 1974, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hit his 715th career home run, breaking Babe Ruth's legendary record. Aaron's record would stand for some 30 years until it was broken by human growth hormone and androstenedione. Have a great April 8th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Back to David, it is cool.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A total solar eclipse crossing North America and has darkened skies along a path through Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. The eclipse was expected to swell a crowd at Niagara Falls to its largest in history. South Korea successfully launching its second military spy satellite into orbit. That comes days after North Korea reaffirmed its plan to launch multiple reconnaissance satellites this year. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed after last week's roller coaster ride left them shy of their records. The focus on Wall Street has been on interest rates and when the Federal Reserve will lower them. The Dow was down 11 points today. The Nasdaq gained 5, and the S&P 500 dropped 2 points. This is SRN News.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers, people like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable, they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, Rosie Brock, David Blackman, join me as we fire up the time machine back to February 26, 1979, during the last solar eclipse in Dallas.
You missed today's eclipse, you'll have another chance in the year 2024. That's the year that Texas will see a total solar eclipse. This is Pat Couch for Texas News.
I don't know what Pat Couch looks like, but... But a lot of people are remembering that one in 79 and saying, wow, the time went by fast. Just like this also is the 50th anniversary of Hank Aaron's 715th home run. And
who did he hit that one off of?
Al Downing. A Dodger. And I do believe the Braves home opener is today on the anniversary of that home run, and they are playing, again, the Dodgers.
Oh, cool.
By the way, I did get to watch a little of Yamamoto pitch. It's much more impressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's had two great starts in a row now. He's tough. He got in a little trouble in the first inning of that game and threw a lot of pitches and then just worked his way right out of it, 5 shutout innings.
We're not going to go into a prolonged baseball thing here, friends. Don't panic. The Biscuits home opener is this week. We had a great minor league park here, David. It's very similar to Wrigley Field, and it is built into the neighborhood with the Alabama River.
Wonderful.
And a railroad track past the left field wall, which is cool. I actually saw somebody hit a home run. They give the minor league player who can hit a home run and have it land on the coal cars. Maybe that's why I haven't seen it lately. They banned coal, didn't they? We don't use that anymore, right? Clear air, whatever it was. And I saw somebody win $1,000 hitting a home run that landed like a birthday candle right in the middle of the coal cake as it was rolling off to the northeast. Very cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
But just an unbelievable number of major pitchers with injuries. It's not good for the game.
Happens every season now. It's amazing.
A lot of theories as to why. They said, well, the pitch clock. They're having to pitch too fast. Their arm has no... No, they did a study on it. It's not the pitch clock. It's kids. My daughter dated a ball player at FAU briefly. He already had his first Tommy John surgery, and he was proud of it. They did it as a preventive...
Right.
Thing, not because he needed his ligament repaired in the elbow. They did it so that it would be ready for whatever he could have said. Then I went to see the kid play, and he gave up two home runs in one inning. So,
I think it's I think the pitch counts had a lot to do with it. You know, pitchers' arms just aren't being trained to withstand more than 80 to 90 pitches in a game, and more frequent starts than every fifth or sixth day. And the Dodgers are probably gonna when they get Walker Buehler back and some of these other pitchers that had their own Tommy John surgeries, they're going to be probably running out a six-man rotation the second half of the season. And, you know, what that does to a pitcher is reduces his resiliency. And I also think them eliminating the ability for pitchers to use pine tar to get a better grip on the baseball has had a lot to do with it, because they're straining so much now to keep their spin rates high.
Yes.
But it's putting a lot of extra torque on those elbows, and that's what does it to them.
We are speaking with David Blackman, blogger extraordinaire. Please give your blog address so people can find you and support your work, David.
Yes, davidblackman.substack for politics and blackman.substack for energy. I write about both every day.
And David's video, he was in the full eclipse today. Shot a video, and that's on my Facebook page, along with a hilarious one about the eclipse entering the Texas border without permission and heading straight for New York, where it gets a free cell phone and health care.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Mac Watley, I want to tell you something.
Yes,
about Mike,
please.
The new co-chairman of the RNC, Mike, is from North Carolina. For those who are not familiar with him, he has been a muckety-muck in the state Republican Party there for many years. He has been the chairman of the state Republican Party in North Carolina the last several years. And I think I mentioned to you a few weeks ago, we were talking about the Romney campaign in 2012 and how Romney really tanked that election and pretty much threw it, really.
I agree.
Well, one of the reasons they threw it was because they didn't have any ground game on election day. There was zero get out the vote effort. And I remember everyone was so excited going into election day about the prospects of Romney winning. But I got a phone call from a good friend of mine who was in business with Mr. Watley, who I've known in the past. They were in business together, and he calls me, says, look, Obama's going to win because Romney's campaign has zero get-out-the-vote effort going on in North Carolina, Georgia, and the entire Eastern Seaboard today on Election Day. So the Republicans aren't going to turn out. He's going to lose all these states that he thought, you know, we thought he might win. And that's the reason why. So, I mean, Watley was there to witness that firsthand. And one of the reasons I think you see him now working so hard to remedy that situation, ensure there is a very strong Republican get out the vote effort and policing of the vote counts on election day is because of that experience.
Well, they've got to take a different approach, because doing nothing obviously has not worked, no matter what wretched state. It's like the nonstop lies. I was reading yesterday about, well, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. We heard that from Obama. That was a total lie. A lot of people regretting they bought into that. Today, Joe was telling us, well, if you like your car, you can keep your car. And that's totally not true.
Yeah, it's just absolute nonsense. Not if the Democrats have their way. But within the next 7 or 8 years, you're going to have zero choice.
David, we have callers. And let's stop and take those before we take our... Wow, it's 4:14 already. Holy cow. Randall, what's on your mind for David today?
Yes, sir. David, the main question is, why would you want to vote early? Wouldn't that, as what happened, wouldn't you want to vote as late as you can? That way they don't have as much time and people can watch them to know how many votes they need to win, to change, or... But if you vote early, they're going to know what they need at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know how many boxes they need to send out.
It's a kind of double-edged sword. That's a solid point. But if you get your vote in early, there's just less chance of these big tampering efforts on election day, like they've run in Arizona and Georgia and Philadelphia, where you have all these issues with the voting machines and incorrect ballots being delivered to Republican precincts, and it's been a real killer in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and a couple of other states here in recent election cycles. So that's one way to attack that. And, you know, but I mean, as we saw in 2020, as far as them wanting to know how many votes they need to invent on election night, well, I mean, in 2020, they just shut down everything for several hours while they figured that out. And then all of a sudden, you see these huge boxes filled with uncounted mail-in ballots being delivered to the vote counting centers in Atlanta and Philadelphia, Detroit. And lo and behold, just enough votes get counted for Biden to win. So they're going to do that regardless, and that's why you have to really beef up your ability to observe the vote counting on election night. Because and then the other thing the Republicans really need to get involved in is vote harvesting after Election Day.
Yes.
And I know people feel bad about that. That's the way the game is played in California and some of these other states. And if you want to win elections, you're going to have to engage in it.
Randall, thank you for the call. Let's go to Soldier Boy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, David, you know what I'm going to do for the team? I'm going to get a six-pack of ChapStick. I'm going ballot harvesting. I'm going to hit all the assisted living homes where the little ladies are at.
There you go.
I'm going to have to do what I have to do. Like you were saying, just saying, you got to fight fire with fire. So, you know, you just break out the ChapStick and hit the old ladies here. Sign right here, ma'am, for a kiss. Whoa. And I'm going to do what I have to do for this country.
No, that's good. And, I compare it to, you know, if you say, well, you're going to try to win this election without engaging in the game as it's being played now, vote harvesting and, you know, all the crazy stuff the Democrats are doing. Well, it's like a football team saying, well, I'm going to go out and win this game without a quarterback, without a passing game. I'm just going to run the ball every down and they're going to know what's coming. Makes it a whole lot easier to beat if they know what's coming.
So hey, Greg, you know, don't forget Obama's famous Cash for Clunkers program. Nobody talks about that too much anymore.
Well, thank you for reminding me of that. Yeah. $4,000 for your old car. Yeah. And then you get a 1099 from the government saying, we gave you $4,000. Now pay your taxes.
Yeah.
So many mindless idiots went for that. It was pathetic. All right, we have still got lots of ground to cover. The word bloodbath is making a comeback this week. We'll have that.
As well it should, yes.
And any part of the show you missed, we will have it available on our podcast, right?
Yes, sir. Although I didn't think to start recording the video, so it'll be audio only this week.
You mean they're not going to see what we look like?
Oh, crap! Yeah, damn it!
They'll be, many people will be very relieved.
All right, we'll be back with David in just a moment on News Talk 93.1 FM. And again, the video he shot of the total eclipse in Dallas today is available on my Facebook page, so check it out. At 419, a quick word for Jack Ingram, Select Used Cars. They have changed from Signature to Select because John Ingram, the general manager, wanted to add additional layers of protection for the customer who is shopping in the pre-owned market. As many are, maybe that wasn't the plan originally, but looking at prices and so forth, why not take a look at cars that have a little miles on them and save some money in the process? Now, I'm an eight-time customer there, and I would never, ever suggest you use anybody that sponsors this show that I'm not currently making payments to or writing checks to or spending money at, like Sunday at Food Island. And one of the things that makes them the best choice is their reputation for not reselling somebody else's troubles. They just don't do that. It starts with an 84-point checkup on a car that they're considering for resale on the select lot. It's got to meet factory standards. If it doesn't, it's over. They're off to wherever those cars end up auction. I'm not sure. All I know is they won't make it to the Ingram floor if they're not performing at factory standards. That's got to happen. The Carfax vehicle history report has to be clean. Then, after the body shop has reconditioned the vehicle and they're ready to put it on the floor, then and only then do they attach the following assurances, including a certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program that covers all makes and models, Ford, Chevy, Jeeps, domestics, imports, and more. They also take the guesswork out of purchasing the vehicle because it's inspected and comes with the roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. Ultimately, even rental car reimbursement is included. And nobody's going to offer those extras, those extra reinsurances on a car they're not confident in to begin with. So all you need to do is shop their inventory. They have more cars available under $20,000 than anybody else. Knowing that with 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. They'll get you done on a deal. All you got to do is go pick out the car that you will love to drive at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Don't forget brand new Mercedes, Benz, Porsches, Nissans, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audi, all in one location on the Boulevard, and everything at jackingram.com. All right, I am going to impose on my friend Skipper. We're going to move traffic up a little bit. Rich's forecast ahead, and boy, did he time it perfectly. The eclipse comes and goes, and now the clouds are coming in. He will be here.
A few minutes back, we had an accident. Highway 82 right near the Prattville Country Club and Jenchop Hill Road. Use caution there. Other than that, light to moderate traffic a bit busy around Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. In Montgomery, light to moderate traffic busiest on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Boulevards, mostly moderate traffic at the moment. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated on traffic. There's so much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After the eclipse, the next big deal is the storm system in the middle of the week. Tonight, becoming cloudy. We're dry through the evening hours. Risk of showers begins in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. Rain and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Locally, very heavy rainfall amounts. A severe weather potential, high 75. Risk of some leftover showers first half of the day on Thursday, high 75. Nice weather Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Let's give the man credit. I mean, he was very concerned about viewing capability for this eclipse with the chance of rain. The whole thing took place before any serious clouds came in, and it's raining now. I think he deserves a hand for keeping the clouds away until it was over.
Please clap.
Thank you, Jeb. I didn't have to count you that time. Back with David Blackman in 30 seconds.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Touring the Idiocracy with our friend David Blackman, our blogger buddy from Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain. And David, I'm going to make a contribution here that reaffirms the Idiocracy and its existence, and we know who their media spokespeople are. I believe their names are Joe and Mika. Check this out. Well, it'll be much funnier if it plays.
That while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is the our job.
Catch that? That's our job.
That's our job.
God help us if you two idiots, you and that guy that sits on the log from Deliverance, what are you seeing him? I don't know, Mika, frankly. But yeah, that's their job to control what you think. So if you think that this is that's them telling the truth by accident. That's our job.
Saying the quiet part out loud.
That's exactly what happened there. It is 4:28 post-elliptical time here in the River Region. And we did get almost all of it in before the clouds started moving in. And I saw a couple of raindrops on the car. So again, good job by Rich Thomas. Speaking of the climate, David, are they seriously the alarmists worried about a carbon footprint of the shadow? By the way, a great video loop that you can easily find of the shadow of the eclipse moving from south to north across the country. Really cool to see that huge shadow come in and disappear. But shadows are worried about carbon footprints.
They're not worried about the shadow. They're worried about people traveling, using more gasoline, using more jet fuel, spending more money eating at fast food restaurants and consuming more meat in their cheeseburgers. All of that increases your carbon footprint. That's literally what the climate alarmists are concerned about with this eclipse. And one guy I saw on Twitter posted a thread that must have been 15 or 20 posts long, advocating that, you know, people shouldn't be allowed to travel just to see an eclipse. And we're going to have to stop allowing that in America if we're really going to meet our climate goals.
How about if we all just quit breathing? I mean, think how great the climate will be.
You know, there was a study out of Leeds University in London just a couple of months ago that quantified that human breathing accounts for 1% of the UK's carbon emissions.
Breathing is 1%.
Yeah.
What, are they going to install filters on everybody next?
I don't know. They want to do that with cattle. You know, they've tried doing that with cattle, actually, making them wear filters that filters out their methane coming from the rear end and the carbon coming out of their nostrils. Really and truly, there's machines that actually will do that.
Why are they bothering if they don't want us to eat meat anyway? And by the way, I don't know if you saw it, but they're now looking at the python as a potential major source for our meat supply. A snake.
Python. Okay. It well, you know, like we eat rattlesnake meat in Texas, you know, and it isn't bad. It tastes like chicken. So, guess we can do that.
Does that, do they sell that in, like, grocery stores, or is that just, like, a restaurant specialty?
No, but we have rattlesnake roundups down in South Texas where they, you know, you have a big festival and people go out and harvest rattlesnakes like you're harvesting corn, you know, and there'll be a big cookout and they'll fry up the rattlesnake meat. It's pretty good. It's not bad at all. It's kind of like eating frog legs and stuff like that.
We do that here, too.
Yeah, we have a town called Op.
Yeah, Rattlesnake Rodeo.
Yeah, they do that. In fact, they came to promote the event to this radio station once and came into my studio with cages with five or six of those beasts hissing and rattling away. I was not comfortable. Yeah. I'm not really a snake guy.
The big one in Texas is in Falfurrias, Texas, so, which is a great name for a little town down there.
By the little thing, there are a couple of towns that have ecliptical names. Shadowland, Texas is one of them. Moon, Oklahoma, and there's an Eclipse Island in Canada named that after explorers experienced an eclipse there in 1766.
Wow.
We certainly have achieved our goal of being an educational show today.
Absolutely.
At 4:32. Can we go to the bloodbath before
the bloodbath?
Yeah, you know, that's all we heard for 2 weeks or 2 weeks ago was, oh, bloodbath, he wants a bloodbath. Yet the bloodbath he was referring to is specifically the EV industry. What's the latest you have on that, David? Because I'm hearing about companies abandoned like Apple. They're all getting out.
Oh, yeah.
Last week you told us about the Fisker group in California that was selling their stuff for half price.
Right, the Ocean SUV, they cut price by 40%, trying to get them off the, you know, the ones they couldn't sell for full price. They're trying to get rid of them to avoid the inventory taxes and having to salvage them. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of really bad news for the EV industry. Tesla reported first quarter sales this year, they were 20% down from the fourth quarter of last year. They delivered 65,000 fewer cars than they actually manufactured during the quarter. So they're building up a big, bad inventory of their own.
Wow.
They're having all kinds of bad issues, production related issues with the Cybertruck, which is the stupidest car design in automotive history and will be an immense failure for that company. You mentioned Apple had for a decade mounted an enormous program they spent billions of dollars on trying to develop a low-price electric vehicle. They completely abandoned it in January. Tesla announced just last Friday that it is abandoning the introduction of its Model 2, the planned Model 2, which was going to be a sedan that they would sell in the mid-20,000 range because they can't make it work at that price. Ford Motor Company has mothballed plants in the U.S. and Canada that were supposed to be making new models of electric SUV and electric pickup truck. Now they're going to retool those plants so they can pump out hybrid vehicles like Toyota's been doing for the last 25 years. You know, recognizing, I guess, that, you know, hey, maybe it'd be good to emulate the most successful car company on the face of the earth. And start making these hybrids instead of wasting billions of dollars and suffering all these huge losses on electric vehicles. So Trump, you know, made the bloodbath comment. You know, he was foreseeing, you know, China's invasion of the market that's going to come from Mexico. They're building plants to build the cars in Mexico and exploit a loophole that lets them avoid tariffs if they make the cars in Mexico instead of manufacturing them in China. And they're going to come into the U.S. market and dominate it just like Japan did during the 1980s. And Trump said that's going to be a bloodbath. Well, he's right about that, but it looks like really the bloodbath has already started even without China getting into the market. So It's electric vehicles, and I've said this repeatedly. I know people get tired of hearing me say it. They're a niche product that can serve specific functions for specific people in our society. And we may be already getting to the saturation point of the demand for that kind of car in our society. And so Ford Smart, they're trying to get back out in front, change strategic direction. I expect General Motors will do that later this year because they lost billions of dollars on their electric division last year too. And investors, it's all driven. I predicted in January that Ford's investors would force them to make this change in direction, because you can't just sustain $4.7 billion losses in your EV division and have your investors just sit back and take it into perpetuity. They're not going to do it.
If I may flatter your perspicacity on this particular issue, right after you mentioned the Tesla Cybertruck, up pops a headline. Tesla Cybertruck's malfunctioning at an astonishing rate.
Yeah. There's a reason why it took them 5 years to finally get them to market. I mean, people have already forgotten because it was so long ago. Elon Musk held an enormous media event in 2019 introducing that idiotic truck design that isn't going to appeal to normal pickup truck buyers. And they've had so many issues with pre-production that it took them 5 years to finally deliver the first handful of them in November. And I saw an aerial shot. They're making them in Austin at that, the biggest manufacturing plant in American history down in Austin. And I saw an aerial shot. They've got 500 of them sitting undelivered right now, already made and undelivered, because there's no demand for them. Okay. But they're continuing to crank them out, and they're going to deliver them to their dealers, and their dealers are going to find that they're going to pile up at their dealerships, and they're not going to be able to sell them at the crazy prices. I mean, the prices are from 110 to 150 grand. Okay. It's just crazy. It's nuts. It's a nutty idea, and it's going to be a major. And I think Tesla is going to be the only pure EV company in America that actually survives on this. But this Cybertruck is going to be such an enormous fiasco. It's going to create major profitability issues for Tesla in the coming years. I mean, for 5 years or more.
If I had the chance to ask Elon a question, I would say, what was the point in leaving California? Because he left California to put that plant. Why would you leave California and then go to San Antonio? Is there a difference? I'm not sure that there is.
To Austin.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a huge difference in the tax situation. You know, I mean, it adds 10% at least to your bottom line if you're a manufacturing company to move from California to Texas.
And right.
The workforce is so much better there in the Austin area. So much more plentiful, the kind of workers he's looking for his operation. He's the biggest private employer in the state now. And so it made a lot of sense from those aspects to move to Texas. Moving to Austin is, you know, Commieville, but I have this love-hate relationship with Elon Musk. I admire him in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And respect what he's done at Tesla and especially at SpaceX. But this Cybertruck is like the worst idea in automotive history, I think.
Well, David, I think we can agree on one thing. Aren't we glad that Boeing doesn't make cars?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Another one. The covering coming off an engine on a plane taking off.
Man.
There are people now avoiding. They will ask when they call to make a reservation with an airline, what kind of equipment will I be on? And if it's a Boeing, they will ask for something different. That's how
Terry and I, this is a true story. Just this past weekend, Terry and I had to make reservations for a cruise we're doing. We're going over to Spain in August, and we're going to cruise from Barcelona over to Lisbon and back. And as we're making our airline reservations, the first thing we looked at, well, is what kind of plane is this airline going to fly us on? Is it an Airbus or is it a Boeing? And we ended up making reservations on the airline that's going to fly us on the big Airbus jets and avoided because American wanted to fly us on Boeing 787
Dreamliner?
No, the one they're having all the problems with. Is it the
737 MAX?
737 MAX. And we're like, no, we're not going to do that. And I'm an American frequent flyer, so I would have liked to get the points. But sure. Literally, we just said, no, not going to fly on that plane.
And, I mean, this is happening almost daily with some type of an incident involving Boeing aircraft.
Yeah.
All right, let me make a note here. Rosie, please let upper-level management know I will not be here in August because David's going to be gone. I am really not interested in working if he's not going to be available. So would you guys...
Hey, who knows? I might be able to get on the ship, man.
That would be great.
Yeah, we'll have to give it a shot.
I think they finally have... I mean, my first cruises, you couldn't watch anything.
No.
You didn't have cell phones, no TV. They had a movie theater. And if you didn't like the movie, what do you do?
The cruise line we're on, you know, speaking of Elon Musk, their internet is Starlink. And it's a huge improvement over what they had before.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. David, please hold. We will be back with you for our final segment as we continue our visit through the Idiocracy. And there's plenty of territory yet to be covered here at 441. When life throws a crisis your way, you have to make choices. And the worst choice you can make in a crisis is to manage it yourself. If it involves your marriage, or past marriage, your children, visitation, alimony, child support, any of those issues, turn it over. Three words that can totally save you in a crisis. To Delkin Tomlinson, Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson not only possess the legal expertise, the experience that you want, but I describe it as the passion of their advocacy on behalf of clients. You don't. These are the people you want on your team. When you're picking teams in a game, you want the best and the baddest on your side. And I think that's a valid analogy here because they fight for their clients. You can count on the fact that they will be in there, whether it's a court of law, judges' chambers, a mediation hearing, whatever it is, they will be in there on your behalf as part of your team. You will absolutely have that feeling. They're also qualified to serve you in a number of other ways, including adoptions, blended families, and can serve you virtually anywhere in the state of Alabama. And their number is 819-4810 if you need a consultation. By the way, if you don't, but you know somebody who is possibly going to be needing an attorney, give them that same number, 819-4810 for a consultation. Read the entire menu of their services at thealabamafamilylawyers.com. Thealabamafamilylawyers.com for Delkin Tomlinson Attorneys at law.
Accident I-85 northbound on the ramp to Ann Street. Please use caution there. We've got some lane blockage going down to Ann off I-85 north. We also had an accident earlier, Highway 82 near the Country Club at Ginshop Hill Road in Prattville. We believe that one may be out of the way, but use caution there just in case. Busy everywhere else, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, but no other problems that we know of at the moment. We will keep you updated. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. With J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Donald Trump releases a video today about his stance on abortion, and within that video, Trump also praised the Alabama state legislature regarding their efforts to keep in vitro fertilization clinics running here in the state.
Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job.
Trump revealed in that video that he's not in favor of a national prohibition on abortion, but that the decision should reside within the residents of each state to determine how far bans or regulations on abortion should be. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. my house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A little girl in Scottsboro is making national headlines for her efforts to honor her recently deceased mother. 7-year-old Emery Johnson started running a lemonade stand in order to raise money for her mother's headstone. Emery is now living with her grandmother, Jennifer Bordner, who helped her create that stand. The Scottsboro community has responded with overwhelming generosity so that the little girl has almost $10,000 to complete her plans. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. After the eclipse, the next big deal is the storm system in the middle of the week. Tonight, becoming cloudy. We're dry through the evening hours. Risk of showers begins in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow with a high in the upper 70s. Rain and thunderstorms on Wednesday. Locally, very heavy rainfall amounts. A severe weather potential, high 75. Risk of some leftover showers first half of the day on Thursday, high 75. Nice weather Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So whatever you do, if you stay in that Mandalay Bay, from now on, any hotel, I will no longer be leaving my toothbrush out. And they use my toothbrush to clean. And they're being nasty to me about it. And they want to offer me a $50 credit. And what did they say? A new toothbrush. They use my toothbrush to clean. And they want to give me a $50 credit and a new toothbrush.
David Blackman, does that happen often in Vegas where hotel staff takes somebody's toothbrush and cleans the room with it?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's ever happened to me. I'm not positive, though. I guess there's no way to be positive about that.
You can't even trust a hotel anymore. What's this world going to? It's just unbelievable. We need to, by the way, Brant McDonald joining us at 5:15. The market did really nothing today, which I think is significant because we're always hearing about what a great thriving economy we're experiencing. By the way, before I get to the next topic, David, since you are a career energy expert, what's the latest on gas prices? What should we be expecting? Higher? Continuing to inch up?
Yeah, they went up 30 cents a gallon this past weekend where I live.
Wow.
You know, we've got all the geopolitical risk continuing to mount in the Middle East. Iran talking about attacking Israel now, and Biden abandoning support for Israel in favor of supporting Hamas and the Palestinians. So that all that has an impact on pretty much really increasing the fear factor in oil prices, and the gasoline price is going to follow the oil price. So just the reality is, just in general, there aren't any downward pressures on oil prices right now. All the pressures are to the upside, and it's been amazing to me how reluctant the market has been to price in geopolitical risk. with everything that's been happening in the Middle East. So I just think there's, you know, I think there's a lot of room for oil prices to go higher right now. That could change if the economy starts to tank. But when you really look at it, that's really about the only prospect for avoiding higher oil prices as this year progresses, I think.
Is Biden still draining the strategic petroleum reserve to...
No. No, they haven't been taking volumes out, but they haven't been putting volumes back in to any great extent. If we start to see the price of regular, you know, really approach that $4 mark, and it's $3.60 today, if it starts approaching $4 when summer driving season kicks in, I suspect you'll see the White House decide to go ahead and raid the reserve one more time to try to mitigate gas prices in the lead up to the election, and that's a shame.
At 4:51, our what?
I have a question. How long will it take Trump to get the strategic oil reserves? I know he can't fill them immediately, but start producing to get those things filled up, and how long to get oil production to the point to where it starts affecting our gas prices?
Well, you know, oil production here in the United States is continuing to grow. I mean, we're by far the biggest producer on the face of the earth right now, by 3 million barrels a day, more than the Saudis or the Russians. And it's continuing to rise in spite of a rig count that's been slowly going down over the past year and a half. You know, Trump, the thing is, the feds could start refilling the SPR anytime they want to, because what you do is you just buy big volumes of oil from the big companies. You solicit bids for the best price and buy the oil and put it back into storage. But that has the effect, of course, of taking that oil off the market that's already undersupplied, and that could cause prices to go up higher. So it's a kind of a balancing act. But the, you know, the Energy Department had a real opportunity from October through the 1st of March to buy a lot of oil at pretty bargain prices, about $70 a barrel, which they claimed was their target price anyway. And didn't do it to any real degree. Bought less than 10 million barrels during that period of time to put back into storage, which just shows you that they don't have any intention of refilling the reserve.
Yeah.
In this administration. So they're willing to take the risk with American national security to knock a few cents off the price of a gallon of gasoline. That's the effect of what they've been doing.
Our last topic, the touchiest of all, but one I think that needs to be discussed, and this in no way, shape, or form represents my personal view on the topic, but on abortion. I don't know if you saw the story, David. We had an election in northern Alabama.
Yeah.
In a district that was heavily Republican. It was won by the Democrats by 21 points.
Yeah.
And abortion was the key issue. I don't understand why people will vote for somebody that would otherwise make their life miserable in every other regard, but that issue of abortion is so important that so Trump said, leave it to the states to decide.
Well, that's the actual conservative position on the issue.
It's
the position William F. Buckley started asserting in the 1960s, and Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, and you know, everyone who's a real conservative, that's what we've always wanted, because that's where the decision-making belongs. Unfortunately, the Republicans in many of the states have been incredibly stupid on the issue. The vast majority of Americans want to compromise in the middle on this issue.
Right.
They're in favor of, if you talk 15 weeks or 22 weeks to viability, they'll take your side on that debate. But when Republicans like Mike Pence start talking about implementing a six-week mandate at the federal level, that just destroys the Republican Party as being the unreasonable party on this issue, and it will lose an election every time. And I don't understand why Republicans can't learn this simple lesson. There is a compromise to be had at the end of the first trimester or early in the second trimester of a president of a pregnancy. And while that doesn't get you everything you want, if you insist on getting everything you want, you're going to get tossed out of office. It's as simple as that.
Hey, it's policies like that that took Mike Pence so far in the primaries.
Right, exactly. You know, there's a reason why Mike Pence had to withdraw before the primaries even started.
It's aggravating to...
And you know, Greg, it's been the same way for 40 years. It's been exactly this equation for 40 years in this country. All the Republicans have to do is be semi-intelligent on this issue, and it's a non-issue for them. But if they're stupid and insist on trying to get everything they want, then they're not going to be governing anywhere, even in Alabama or Texas.
Gosh, I wish I knew what The Rock's thoughts on this topic were, because then I would go the way he does, because
yeah, right.
I only do what The Rock tells me to do.
Yeah.
David, our time has been eclipsed. Wait a minute, we have a phone call. Let's see if this is somebody that wants to ask you a question. I will violate the rules to get them on. Is this a call for David? Apparently not.
Yeah, who is this?
Hold on. Okay. Hi, you have a question for David.
Yeah, hey, it's exactly why the Republicans need to learn how to compromise. Compromise is not shoving my opinion down your throat. It's that we each get a little bit of what we want.
Yep. It's the essence of governing. If you can't do it, then you're not going to govern.
On that issue,
exactly.
That just seems to be, as David said, and I agree, it's a losing issue. In fact, for a long time, it was something we wouldn't even talk about on talk radio, David, because it just ended up with chaos.
Yeah.
So.
And besides, the politicians are not supposed to judge people morally. That's God's work.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Let people get right with their souls in church and leave the politics to the politicians.
You got it.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call, Penny.
Thanks.
Good one. All right, we have another call. Let's see if this is also... This is the way it works sometimes, David. Hey, David's about to leave, so let's see if we can... No, okay. Prolong the show. We don't want David to go, so we'll keep asking questions. But as always, we thank you for your time. Will you be able to join us on Thursday, 4 to 5?
Absolutely.
David
and
Blackman.
This time I'll remember to record the video.
Oh. Well, don't worry about that. We just appreciate you taking the time to join us and share your opinions. It's always fun and, I think, very good radio. And give your blog address so people between now and Thursday have time to look for you and support your work. I'm telling you, getting David's stuff in your inbox is a daily highlight. It is stuff that will leave you feeling more informed and better educated on a lot of important issues.
And maybe even happier sometimes when I'm in a good mood. It's davidblackman.substack.com for politics and blackman.substack for energy.
Hey, he sends out the best memes. He sends out really, I post a lot of your memes. I steal them from you. I'll confess. I'll admit it. I'm a thief.
Oh, I steal them too. You know, I'm just taking them off of Twitter. I don't even know how to create one. So,
David, you take care, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. Y'all have a great evening.
Thanks for everything. All righty. It is now 4:59 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Again, thanks to Rich Thomas. Almost all of the eclipse took place in cloudless skies today. We got to see it. Now the clouds are moving in. And it will start raining lightly. I do think there's a couple of embedded thunderstorms out there, but we'll start seeing more rain the deeper we get into the evening. And the latest radar image said it might be raining here around 5:15 here in the river region. Not everywhere in the river region, but for a good part of it. Two things affect most men is